I like beer.
I still like bologna.
I like beer.
Beer or bologna.
All right, so here's what's going to happen, and you can give us a call right now if you want at 613-750-1061. Eric's going to ask a beer-related trivia question. Woody will answer it, and then you decide, if you're the contestant on the phone, whether Woody knows his stuff or if he's full of bologna. So that's all you got to do. 613-750-1061 is the number to call, and good morning. Welcome to the Doc and Woody Show. Who's this?
Peter.
All right, Peter, stand by, listen to the question and the answer, and tell us what you think, whether it's bologna
or beer.
Yeah. All right, here we go, Eric.
We'll start with an easy one. Legendary actor Alec Guinness, who played Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars, spells his name the same as the Guinness Book of World Records. Is that spelling the same as it is for Guinness beer?
Yes, it is.
Peter?
That's true.
You think that's true, Peter?
Sure.
Is that true?
It is true.
Very good.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right.
I can do that.
Okay. You want to try it? okay. So that's your that's what you do when you're correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just trying to get, this is a brand new game, so everything's new. Hi, who's this?
Hey, guys, it's Sam.
All right, Sam. Eric's going to ask the question. Woody will answer it. You decide whether he knows what he's talking about. Here we go.
You got it.
The Chicago White Sox once thought they'd get an edge if they took the opposing team's best player out and got him loaded just before a game. They got their local bartender to keep the beers coming and made it to the game just on time. What Yankees legend hit two home runs against the White Sox drunk off his ass?
Babe Ruth.
Is he correct?
I say yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
He is correct. Woody knows his stuff.
He does.
Hi there. Good morning. You're on the Doc and Woody Show. Who's this?
Hi, it's Brenda.
All right, Brenda, listen to the question and then Eric's answer, and you tell us whether Woody is right or not. Here we go.
Chimay Blanche, ranked number 3 on the list of best beers in the world, is an authentic Trappist beer. What does Trappist mean?
Well, there were Trappist monks that made their own bock and things like that for when they were fasting.
Okay.
Okay.
Brenda, do you think Woody is right?
No.
He is right.
He is right.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
Holy
it's
crap.
Woody. It's Woody.
Really? I am impressed.
Even he's surprised. Okay, we'll do one more. Hi. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, it's Penny.
All right, Penny. Eric's going to ask the question. Woody will answer it. You decide whether Woody knows what he's talking about. Here we go.
Our sister station, Kiss FM, is currently holding a bottle drive in conjunction with the Salvation Army for flood relief. Of all the empty beer cases stacked in our downstairs hallway, what brand is most represented?
Woody.
I saw that about a half an hour ago.
Yes, I know you did.
He's walked by it a few times.
Know. Yeah, you walk by things. I'm going to say Canadian.
Okay.
I know it's on 2-4 of Canadian there. It's either that or Budweiser.
Do you think Woody is correct? Do you think Woody's correct?
Canadian.
I'll say he's correct.
He is not correct.
Oh, boy.
It was Budweiser.
It was Budweiser.
Oh.
Two cases of Coors Light, 3 of Budweiser.
I was close, man.
Very close.
But the Canadian was sitting on top.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
That was a tough question, though.
Yeah, it was.
Because
it was.
It's not like general knowledge or anything. He had to be paying attention to where he was walking this morning. Yeah.
And I never pay attention.
No.
106.1 Shay.